Many of us have seen dementia, especially the most common form, Alzheimer's disease, strike our aging relatives or friends. There's no cure for dementia yet, but being a little theatrical could help improve communication with patients or loved ones who have the disease. 90.5 WESA's Joaquin Gonzalez has the story for our Bridges to Health initiative.
At the Steel City Improv Theater in Shadyside, a group of about 25 is warming up for an improv comedy workshop. Improv classes are common, but this workshop is geared specifically towards people who are taking care of or interacting with dementia patients. Rachel Wonderland runs the workshop with a partner, Chris Wright. He was the one leading the warm-up. Wonderland is an improv enthusiast, but she's also worked in dementia care at several senior living facilities. Currently, she's a dementia care consultant.
Your brain is always working to, like, make sense of things that don't make sense. And so usually with people with dementia, you end up with, like, an amalgamation of facts that isn't necessarily in any certain order that makes sense. And they put it together and they go, okay, here's the reality.
She says people tend to respond to this in a certain way.
Family members, caregivers usually try to correct people with dementia. So they're going like, you know, mom, it's actually 2018 and your father's dead.
This strategy, arguing, contradicting, will not shake the patient out of it in any lasting, meaningful way, but it can strain relationships.
I had a client who once told me, my son hates me. He argues with me all the time and I don't know why. And she remembered that. You know, he couldn't bend at all to be able to live in her world. And so he broke.
This is where improv comes in. Kind of like dementia patients, when you're improvising, you're creating a reality, often with an unusual premise. Sometimes you lead the conversation, and sometimes you build on the efforts of others by agreeing and adding to them. That second part is a sort of rule of thumb in improv called yes and.
If you were to say, that chair is blue, I would say yes, and I bought it yesterday. I wouldn't say, no, it's not blue, it's a red chair, and I don't know where it came from.
The theory of the workshop, Wonderland says, is that using these techniques, playing along, not arguing, is the best way to communicate and enjoy spending time with dementia patients, especially those who are further along with the disease. Deborah Witchell is a counselor who attended the workshop in 2016. Back then, her late mother had really declined in a battle with Alzheimer's, usually confused about where she was or when she was, and going into long periods of silence. So Witchell decided to take the lead using improv.
We created these whole fantasies. We went on cruises. We took airplane rides to different countries. We went to many Broadway shows. And she smiled. She laughed. She spoke a little bit.
Christine Noonan is a physical therapist who often works with dementia patients at the senior healthcare facility Community Life in McKeesport. She's also attended the workshop and says these techniques can be a practical tool that helps professionals like her do their job.
If you sort of try to change their version of reality, then agitation often occurs. And so it's really keeping them calm and in the moment and being able to care for them the way they need to be cared for.
At this point, there's not yet much evidence in academic research about dementia and improv. Oscar Lopez is the director of the Alzheimer's Disease Research Center at the University of Pittsburgh.
It has to be proven. So you have to do it in the context of other interventions. By itself, it may work, but I haven't seen many large-scale studies.
However, he and his colleagues are studying how a combination of activities, including improv, music, and exercise, might slow cognitive decline. And he does acknowledge
any form of improving communication is important.
Wonderland says that's really all she's shooting for. And in her experience,
well, some people, they just need to see it in action and go, well, that was way better than what I was doing last week.
She expects her next workshop at Steel City Improv to take place within the next few months. I'm Joaquin Gonzalez, 90.5 WESA News.
WESA's Bridges to Health covers the well-being of Pennsylvanians and is funded by the Jewish Healthcare Foundation.